Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Terry Jones has joined us to try to restore some order. He's working hard at that. TJones.com is the website. He's the founder of Travelocity.com, the founder and the chairman of Kayak.com. Yeah, those companies. Also, the author of an outstanding book called Disruption Off, The Technological Disruption Coming for Your Company and What to Do About It. Terry, thanks again for being here. I want you to couch your book, which was written before the pandemic. I want you to couch your recommendations and the things that you espouse in your book for a company trying to restart into what I'm calling it the new regular. I'm saying that normal is in a halfway house in the north of France now. There is no normal anymore. In the new regular post pandemic, what should we be doing?
Well, I think we've talked about many of those topics already because we have to realize that these changes are permanent. So we're going to have to take risk and experiment and, you know, lose the people who say we can't do it and do those 18 months of things in 2 days because, look, we just had the biggest experiment in remote education in history. That's going to grow. We talked about telemedicine. We talked about e-commerce. All the internet security stuff that's been put in place for this pandemic is going to stay. Work from home is not going away. All the companies are saying we're going to keep 20, 30. In one company, I mean, 50% of people at home.
Mm-hmm.
Car dealers who were fighting Tesla because Tesla couldn't sell in many states because the dealers didn't want them to sell online.
Right.
Guess what? That's totally changed. The car dealers are now after the government. We want to sell online.
Right.
Can we do that? You know, what was bad is good. So we have to understand that customer changes won't stop, and it's not going to go back. Think of the TSA that came in place after 9/11 and all the security in the big buildings in New York. Did we take that away 20 years later?
Mm-mm.
No,
yeah.
We have more of it.
Still there.
We don't go back.
And so, what you just said is the key, I think. Customers are going to want more of it. But do you agree with me when I say that whatever you're supposed to be doing post-pandemic, tomorrow or a year from now, 100% of that information is inside the head of your customer? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they've already changed. You know, they've already understood that, hey, I can get groceries delivered to my house. Why not? You know, I can subscribe to meals. I don't have to do everything the way I did it before. And companies are saying the same thing. Now, I think, you know, we will learn over time, can we be as creative when we're not together? Maybe not. I don't think so. I think we're going to need that. I don't think there'll be a big meeting in the country that isn't hybrid, half personal, half virtual. It's going to happen.
Right.
Because some people say, I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to jump on for the meeting, part of the meeting I want. So I think we have to understand that change never stops. That's what my book is about.
Right.
But somebody just put the accelerator to the floor.
That's it. Because all the things that we're seeing right now that are really disrupting, like as your book points out, those are going to happen over the next 3, 5 to 10 years. The only thing that's happened is this pandemic has compressed all that into a year or two, hasn't it?
That's exactly right. So I'm using 3D printers instead of a long supply chain. I'm going to use drones instead of a truck to deliver my stuff. I'm using the Internet of Things so people don't have to go out to remote sites. Walmart put in 100,000 robots in the stores to check stock at night.
I'm spending less travel. I have less travel expenses because my business-to-business salespeople are contacting their people over Zoom, and the customers like that.
That's right, and it's working. On the other hand, you know, people are saying, I'm booking travel time on my calendar so I have time to think.
Right.
Because that's when I used to do.
We haven't talked about the disruption of the travel industry. We've left that off. I've only got about 45 seconds. Is the hospitality travel industry going to come back from this?
It'll come back, but not the same way. As the head of Delta said the other day, I don't think business travel will ever come back to those levels because the one-day trip is gone.
Ever.
I think leisure will come back. I think meetings are going to have a hard time and are going to be split. So I think the industry is in for big shakeups. There are going to be a lot of mergers. There are going to be a lot of bankruptcies. It's unfortunate the industry that's gotten hurt almost more than any other. But on the flip side, you know, bicycles are flying off the shelves and Domino's is up 16%.
But you got all the other industries that support them, restaurants and hotels, all that sort of thing. It's going to change the economy. Hey, Terry, good job today. Will you come back?
I'd love to come back and talk to you more. Thanks for having me on. It's amazing how well you do this. And you said, you know, 2,600 segments a year. You're amazing. So I'd love to come back and talk to you.
Terry Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.